attributes of Nimrod. All the attributes of Nimrod. But whereas Nimrod does not belong to the Chavdala Davis Minim Tmeim, so Tziro is also belongs to Chavdala Davis Tmeim. So we have six lab, Sheretz Amai, which is not a specific Isar, it's a general Isar of Sheretz. Sheretz Amayim, Sheretz Ahoret, Sheretz Ahiv, E3, and Ahiv Tomei, E4, and then Misavim Nehi, Pushem in Apeles. So it's six. So it's six over there. I mean, that's the Rambam Shita. And of course, the Ramban is Masik on it. First of all, he's Chelik on the whole Mitzias, that there are such creatures in the world. Sheretz Ahiv, and Sheretz Amayim, and Ahiv Tomei, and Sheretz Ahoret. And then he is chilek on the Rambam's, whereas the Rambam says that where the same love is mentioned twice, so there is only one Malkes, so the Rambam says that there can be two Malkes. Now the more as the Kashi Edav Chavdal Adam Beis. Now we say that Rav Pope said that this posik as bosar sheyigal b'chol tome, as bosar sheyigal b'chol tome. So his love we go. So that applies. To every Yisrachile that it also involves an Yisrachanoi. But, so that... Rabbi is Eitzim Uvei. So in other words, that even Eitzim Uvei, that's not an Eichel, so that is also becoming to me. And it comes within the same law of Ashabosa Ashiga Bechotam. The Aboso Koltoyo Yechoboso Viseifel Omri, the Rabbi Seimer. Because there is the Gemore, Imenoche says it Roshi. That boso she nitmo lifnei zrikas dam, so in chayovim all of mishum tum. That boso that is mutalitarian, that's lacha zrike, if it was nitmo, so then it's mutalitarian. So chayovim mishum tum. Yotzo boso she nitmo lifnei zrikas dam, that it's not, even if it hadn't been tomei, it wouldn't be mutalitarian. So there is no, so he's not chayav. So I could say that Emerin, since Emerin is the Mizbeach, and it's not muter la'achila sodom, so maybe there shouldn't be a chiyuv of tumeh. So we learn out from that, the Rabbi says, Emerin mihosom na'afkali nitanye va'nefesh ha'shakili chalbosom izabar ha'shomim ha'shal Hashem, the Rabbi says Emerin, hosom tumasaguv bikores. If the person is tomei and he eats it, so he's chayiv kores. Hoche, where the person is toya, but where the imam became tomei. So we are marbe from that, from boso, kol toya lichol boso, that there is a lot. Hoche tumas boso bala. Now the rash. Va boso lomol. Hashda makol ab mikufo oser limenini entina chashayiga b'chol tomei. ויחל והבוסו לא אומרים, שם לרבייס עץ מלווינו, לקבל תומי, ואף אחד לא אבי חלי. והבוסו כל תוי יחל אומרים, והבוסו יסיר לנו בוי אלי. דיילו כל תוי יחל בוסו דור שלום מנוחס, כל תוי יחל בוסו והנפש תיכל בוסו, הרן ניתן לתיר אין חיים ושל תומי. יוצא בוסו של תופי צריך לסדה, לא שנה אחרי, זה דגמור אמפסייזס, דבו ויסיר. בין בי רשת, בין בי סייפה, it's not that we darshan the aboso, but just the extra vov. Vov yisir in the way. Lechabes is saying, she nit me you, ויוכלון טוי שיעבי עליהם שמביז לב, לב דיזור, עכשיו, הקין זר אצלון ולב נתומס בוסו, ולב לילקו יבוא הקומה, לא ייחל, והבוסו נעמי שנתמה לא יחלו. אשר על השם, כל ניסי עוד, אמרים בכתב מזה בחשבומים, ותמוס אורו וכסיף אשר על השם, ורבי סבוסח הקורב על השם, שימוך לי ביטום לא נשקורף, ומשנה הוסום ביטום הסגופי, וי ותמוס אורו ותמקום לזוח עם תריד בשמי, ביטום הסגופה קוסם דבר, ואורכם, אפרם ויבוסו, ולמן אהוד, וחבינו לעזור אסתומס בוסו, כי שניתנו אין, והוא טועה, שהי מוזר עליה, אנדאימר, ואורך הלאה כקורס, אלו לאו, דהימת מקורס, וזבוח עם מפירי בשם. אומר בעבוי, אומר רביך, כל איסורים שבתאירו, אין לקין עליהם על הדרך החלוס. So, for all איסורים שבתאירו, איסורי אכילה, so he's only חייב מלכס, if he eats it, דרך אכיל, לימות המים. אומר אבסימי בראשי, לימות אשים, אוכל חילב, חי, לא, שפוט. So what does it mean שלא יקדר החלוסון if he doesn't enjoy the אכילה? Now, if he eats חילב while it is raw, so he certainly doesn't enjoy the אכילה. So it שלא יקדר החלוסון, so there is no malchus. Ikedam, that's the first lotion. So the first lotion of Rav Avuhe says that kol isuri achila shebato, if he ate it, shalo ikedar haloson in a way that he doesn't enjoy it, so then there is no malchus. Ikedam Rav Avuhe, Rabbi Yechanan, kol isuri shebateiro, in leken alayim, melodar hanoson, limute mai, Rav Simi Barashe, limute, shemini achila shel shiran isko. Al gabi shira nisko is also banoye. So shimini achilo shel shira nisko. Al gabi makose ishu poter. So what's the chiddush? In the second lotion, the first lotion deals with achilo shel kidar achlos. Now the second lotion says that in all isur anoye, if he had anoye shel kidar achlos on, so there is no malchus. מי אחר של שירה מסכה על גבי מהכוסי שהוא פותר וכל שפני חלכי לבחי שהוא פותר so if he saw a noye if he shall look at a rachloson so he's פותר התמנעמי אומר רב אחר ברבי אומר רב אסם רבי יחנן מי אחר של שירה מסכה על גבי מהכוסי פותר לפי שכל איסורי שבתאירו אין לא יקין עליהם על הדרך הנוסון Now, so how does Rashi say? Now, according to the second lotion, that kol isur anoye, if shalo yikidar achloson, so there is no malchus. Why is there no malchus? Because shalo yikidar achloson. So, for example, if he niach chilev shel sheir anisko al gabi makosei lerifue, so it's potter. Why is that shalo yikidar achloson? Bishleime, if one eats chilev chai, so it's shalo yikidar achloson. Because he doesn't enjoy it. Rochelev, he doesn't enjoy it. But Chilev shel sheiranitzko al gabi makosei. And it's not a question of achila, it's a question of anoye. He certainly is anoye. He is cured through the Chilev chai al gabi makosei. So why is that called shalo yikidar achloson? So Rashi says, Iked amr hodo rab avuya anoye ima. Va'anor da'asirev anoye. Chilev. חילב, אין דרך הנושא אלא בעבור אבילים שחירץ ולא ימפוי וכל שתן איכל חילב חי, that is potter. But he says, why זניח חילב של שרניס כל גבי מהכוסי פוטר? Because חילב is not aimed, סתם חילב is not aimed for רפוי. It's aimed for משיח. So אין לך נאמה, suppose it would be aimed? For if we then he would be chayav malchus according to Rashi. I mean, this is something that can change. There is no necessary fact that chilev has to be used only for mishiche, and it cannot be used for if we suppose everybody uses chilev for if we. So then it would become derech hanoson, and then according to Rashi, there would be malchus. חילב של שירה נסקו, אם the mitzias is that it's universally used for al gabi maki. But the mitzias is that it's not aimed for refuah. It's aimed for mishiche. But for mishiche, So then, if he'll be Meshich Chelev, if he'll use it in Meshich, so then he'll be Chayim Maltes. Now this is Rashi. This is Rashi. Now the Rambam Shita is to the counter. Rambam says, "V'erkes mukhbachos asures halachat esvov." So he mentions in halachat esvov, Rabbi Avuya's din. Kol mokim shenav b'tiru l'seichal l'seichu l'yechu l'yechal echad israchim l'echad zanoi b'mash. At sheyiprid v'chakosu kiderech sheporad v'chod b'veil shenem alagir asham b'sharechot b'tena v'ach b'cholo u'chichil v'shenem b'yos l'chom roch. Oh yeah, she is calling the Jewish about Pesach with Manoi. She calls him awesome song. Then he says, "Now, let's have a voice along." Then he says, "Now, look at the Zion. Kol machol she was a Manoi. In nene velo yochav kigein she mocha or in osan laakum or in miklovin in leke umaken isi matas mardus." Vadom imitor. So the Rambam says is a cloud. He doesn't. So the Rambam Shita is not like Rashi. Rashi says. Because it's not him before. But the Rambam says every annoy. Mochar Nosam Akum, I mean, could you say that it's not him? I mean, how could you say that Kenecha is not him? Is not him? It's certainly him. So according to Rashi, from the way Rashi explains the second version of Rabbi Avuya, it's Mashma, that if, let's say, someone will give away Sheramisko to an Akum. So Bechayim Malkes, Rashi says the reason is why if Niachir Sheramisko Abakos is put there, because it's not aimed for it. It's aimed only for Mashiach. But if you have a lawyer for which it is aimed, it is certainly aimed to be given away, to be sold. So then there'll be a Malkes. But the Rambam Shita is that for no matter what kind of anoye, whether it's anoye that for which it is aiming, or anoye that is not aiming, there is no malchus. So that's the Shiras HaRambam. Now, the Mishnah in Melech says that when the Rambam says that for the Yisr anoye of Rabbi Avuya's din, so there is no malchus, only makas mardus, it applies to Bosa B'chol Avos. Now, the Rambam in the Chazaka doesn't say it in so many words that if one is nene from Bosa B'cholov, there is no malchus. It's mashma because the Rambam says in Perik Tes of Macholas Asuras Halacha Aleph. So he says Bosa B'cholov was the bashle, was the loch with Nachira, was the anoye. The kevrine he say v'achri osa kevra koanik borim u'mishim vashlo mishneim kazayis keachot leike. So he mentions that if one is mevashlo Bosa B'cholov, he's chayim malchus. So he mentions that it's also the Bishnosa Bachim, also Banoye, but when it comes to Malkes, he mentions that there is Malkes Vachile, he mentions there is Malkes for Bishu, but he doesn't mention that there is Malkes Vachile. So it's Mash. And then, according to the Rambam, Persha Mishnah increases. In the Kulei floor. So there he says, in so many words, that the reason is why Bosa B'cholov is also Banoye, because of Rabbi Avuya's din. So, and the Rambam says, in the Macholos Asuras, Berikhes, that for the Yisr Anoye of Rabbi Avuya's din, there is no Malkes. So it follows that for Bosa B'cholov, there is no Malkes in it. Now, the Ramban, I think I mentioned, the Ramban is Ibrahim Mitzvahs. So he says in so many words that there is Malkes, but the Ramban doesn't say in so many words that there is Malchus, I might have mentioned sometime before that the according to the Ramban, so there is Malchus for Rav Avraham. But the Ramban doesn't say it in so many words. It might be the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban spells it out in connection with Moshe B'chol. But who spells it out in connection with all Isurei Achille, that are also Osabah Anoi, on account of Rabbi Avraham, that there is Malchus, so that's the Shilte Agiberi. In Shilte Agiberi, here in Pesachim, on the second Perek, so he mentions the name of Rabbi Yitzchok Yerzorua, that there is Malchus for Anoi that emanates from Rabbi Avraham's Aloch, of Kom Mokim Shemel Yechel Sechel. But the Ramban doesn't spell it out. It might be the Shit, probably is the Shit of Ramban, but he doesn't spell it out. Because the Rabbi Yitzchok Yerzorua says it in so many words. Now, so the Rambam, the Rambam says in so many words in regard to Rabbi Avraham generally that there is no Malchus. Now, if we'll combine the Perush HaMishneh or the Rambam in Pesachas Krisis together with what the Rambam says here, so then to follow that the Rambam in Yer HaZoka also. I mean, he has the shite that from Moshe B'chol there is no Malchus, and it's mashma from the Yir Kalosh, it's mashma like that. Now, but the Magid Mishneh says something very strange. Call it the Rambam. But the Rambam says in Halachat Zayin, Kol Machol Shivu Osa Ba'anoy. So he says, so Osa Ba'anoy, in any of the Lochals there is no Malchus, but only Makinei Se Makas Ma'arus. So the Rambam, the Rabbi Mishneh says, Perikol Shom, Kol Yisrael Shvatir Lekin Alein Oderach Hanoseh, V'chol Dover Oroh V'achile, In Derech Hanoseh Yal Oderach Achile Kitikunim. V'it Yisboi HaPerik Yudam, V'afilu Sisichem, Shiukrivu Lisiye, Omru, Bidmore Gabi Rabine, Shor Yosoch Bitei, Bipri Shalom Oren, במוקם חילי שאין בי סכון, דילב דרך הנוסן, ופי זה הרי איסר הנוי כדלחוץ אישיו שאוסם מעתיר אמוני כנוי. So, two חידושים we see from the Magid Mishneh. Number one, that שלוי כדרך הנוסן, by שור איסור, that הרוסה בנוי, is a מסעד רייסי, not a מסעד רבות. שלוי כדרך הנוסן. That it's a nisa d'raise. He equates it with chotishim. He equates it with chotishim. Now, Teisves in Shvuyas Daf Chof Beis, and also the Ram here on the Rif, the second Perek, and that's also the Rashbo, I think, and the Ramban in Kedushim. So they all say that the Yisea of Shaloi Kiderech Hanoson by showing Surim that Arosa Ba'anoyen with the Reise, that Arosa Ba'anoyen with the Reise is only in Israel Rabot. And the Raya that they all mention is because the Gemara further, the next Daf, so the Gemara Daf Chof Hei Omid Beis, so the Gemara in the middle of the Omid, right after the Sugiya of Yoel Yavo, right after that Sugiya. So Mar Barabash, Ashkechel Rabine, Ishayef Rebrati Vigoar Kedior, so he used Ore for Rifui, for his daughter. So he used the Tanimak. So Omar Aina Domar Apono Misha Sakoni, Shalom Misha Sakoni Mi Omar. Only be Mokim Sakoni, so because Lev is there, I call the Surah Shabbat. But here Rabide used for Rifuye Orle, Beise Asher Orle. Guakin Orle means unripe olives of all. So, Omale Hayush Nitzamir Tename Kishas Sakonidam. Sakonidam. In other words, Ish Nitzamir means fever. In other words, that if one has substantial fever, so it's Gachnevish. That's the Mokia of this Gemara. Ish Nitzamir means when there is fever. Ike d'amre, omolei, midi derech hanoye kabine. It's not shaloi ki, it's not ki derech hanos. It's not ki derech hanos. So Rashi says, when would it be Kidar Hanoso if he had used the juice of the olives after the olives were ripe? Then it was aimed for it. But he used the olives that were unripe. So Kidar Hanoso. So in other words, so according to Rashi, when is it muta shaloi kidar chan? When is it muta to use, let's say, for rifuye, al gabi mako, the olives, if it is not the derech to be used? So it's muta for chelshe misakone. But if it is the derech to be used for rifuye, so it's also for chelshe misakone. But the Rambam shite, why? Because they hold, so all these Rishayim Teisves and Ram and the Rambam and the Rashbo and Dushin, they all agree that Shaloi Kidar Hanoson is not Osam Midraisa. It's only Osam Rabbonon. Since it's only Osam Rabbonon, so even Bachir Shem is a Kol Yitzmuta. But it would be, if it would be Osam Midraisa, so there would be no Heta for Bachir Shem is a Kol, only because Nevesh would be Imat. However, according to the Magid Mishnah, so Shaloi Kidar Hanoson, here the Magid Mishnah says that the reason is why the Rambam says, that for Anoye there is no Malkes, because everything that is an Eichel, so since it's in Lachile, so the primary use is Lachile. So maybe if it's used not Lachile, but Lefue, even or he sold it, he gave it away to Nako, so even though it is aimed for it, it's considered Shaloi Kidar Hanoson. Even though it's done, it's universally done. I mean, every Eichel is sold to an Akum. So still, it comes anything that can be eaten. So if it is not eaten, so it's considered Shaloi Kidar Hanoson. It's Shaloi Kidar Hanoson. And so that means that every Hanoi in Yisrachila is Shaloi Kidar Hanoson. And every Hanoi in Shaloi Kidar Hanoson in an Eichel, that is also Ba'anoi, so it's certainly also Midraisa, that's the drosha of Rav Avuhe. And still we are matured. Mokim chilish yisakone, so that means that even though it's also Midraisa, so in other words, the Rambam, according to the Magid Mishneh, the Rambam is chilik. According to the Magid Mishneh, the Rambam is chilik and all the Rishayim. Because all the Rishayim hold that Shaloi Kidar Hanoson, so then it's Muta Midraisa, it's only Osam Rabbonon. So Mimele Mokim Chil Shim Sakon is Muta. There is a Shilas Rishayim in the Mordechai, in second period of Psochim. So I think in the name of the Ravio he says that Shaloi Kidar Hanoson is Muta Midrabon. So not Afke Chil Shim Sakon. Even without Chil Shim Sakon, the Gemara only tells the story, I mean, of Rabbine. Rabbine did it for a chilash im sakone, but it's muter ligamu. But most Rishayim hold that without chilash im sakone, so it's also under Rabbine. But only under Rabbine, not under Raise. According to Magid Mishneh, the Shittes HaRambam is that it's also under Raise. Because every Hanoi in an Eichel is Shaloi Kidar Hanoson. And Hanoi in an Eichel, that emanates from the drosha of Rav Avuhe, so it's certainly Nisal Raise, and still it is muta b'mokim chilish b'sakone. So that's very strange chilish. Now he says, "Uvizeh Nisal Hanoi kedin chotishir shasam atire v'leikim alof." And the reason is why there is no malchus for any Hanoi, even when he gives it away, when he uses it for mishiche, or he gives it away to Nakum, he sells it to Nakum, because kol dovo horohu ba'achile ein derech hanose elo derech achile. So if it's not derech achile, so meilo yitshalei ki derech hanose. Va'afilu siche sheikrimu v'sir. So even al de mishich. So it's also muter b'mokim chile shem isakone, because it's considered lav derech hanose. So what is kiderech hanoson in Neichel? Only if it's done derech achil. Now, the Gemara here has two Rishonim. Moshe and Rabbi Fries, that Kolisum Shabbateiro, Eilikin Oder Hachelos. And the second Moshe is that Kolisum Shabbateiro, Eilikin Oder Hachelos. So what is Nafkemine? Nafkemine is, Imini Achilef Shal Shiramis Kal Gabi Makos. So according to the second Moshe, according to the second Moshe, it is Potter. But according to the first Moshe, it's not Potter, because the Gemara says, according to the second Moshe, Imini Achilef Shal Shiramis Kal Gabi Makos, it's Potter, Kol Shmei Echol Chilef Chai Shil Potter. But according to the first Moshe, so only Echol Chai, Echol Chilef Chai is Potter. But Imini Achilef Shal Shiramis Kal Gabi Makos, it's not Potter. So in other words, according to the Magnishnes Pshat, now the Mishnah Melech is Chilek and the Magnishnes Pshat in Rambam. But according to the Magnishnes Pshat, we have to say that this Etzem Aloche, whether every Hanoi in a Neche is to be considered like Shaloi Kiderech Hanioson, Shaloi Kiderech Hanioson, that is stoning the two Mishnes of Rabbah. That itself is stolen in the two Mishnayos of Rav Avner. So in other words, according to the first motion of Rav Avner, so Stamanoye, so is not considered to be Shalom Kiderech Hanos, but only if he's Eichel Chelev Chai, because then he doesn't enjoy it. So the Meile is Shaloi Kiderech Achilos, but if he has Anoye from Neichel, that is also Anoye, so that is considered Derech Anoson, and the Meile is Chayim Malkis also. It's considered is Chayim Malkis also. But according to the second Moshe, so Imiliach Chilef Chayim and according to Magen Mishnah's Pshat, so it doesn't mean because it's not aiming. Not as Rashi explains it, because it's not aiming lefue. Even if it is aiming lefue, so it's considered Shaloi Kiderech Hanoson. So every Anoi is Shaloi Kiderech Hanoson. So that means there is no Malkes for Rav Avuhe's din. Mashenim Kein, according to the first lotion of Rav Avuhe. So even according to the Rambam, there would be Malkes. We have to say according to Magen Mishnah's Pshat. That whether there is Malkes for Anoye or not, according to Magen Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, is stolen the two Rishenes of Rav Avuhe. According to the second version of Rav Avuhe. So in the Achilef Shal Shiramis Kal Gabi Makos in his potter, not because it's not in the Avuhe, as Rashi explained it. Because every Anoye is considered Shaloi Kiderech Hanoson. But it's certainly also Midraise. It's certainly also Midraise Ba'anoye. That's Rav Avuhe's Anoche. So then it's a Gemara Mefureshes in the second version of Rav Avuhe that there is no Malkes. So it's a new Yisach. And the Magen Mishnah explains it. He equates it with Chotzi Shio. What Shaiches is there between Chotzi Shio and this? The answer is, it's there are Vimbir. Just as Chotzi Shio is also Mateo. Still there is no Malkes. So why isn't there Malkes? Not because there is a special Zazakos, there is no Malkes. Because it's a new Issa Chotzi Shio. The Lab of Lisechul Kol Nevelo, he's not Eber when he eats a Chotzi Kazayis Nevelo. It's a new Issa. If all Rai, according to the Rambam, so if one takes a Shwe to eat a Chotzi Kazayis Nevelo, so the Shwe is Chal, it's not a Shwe Shob. So here too, it's a new Issa. Rav Avuhe is Alocha, Kol Mokr Shnoma Leichol, Lisechul, so it's not a Gilu. That the love of Leichal includes Anoye, the same Issa. No, it's a new Issa. But according to the Magid Mishneh, that question itself is stolen the two Rishenes of Rav Avuhe. So according to the second version of Rav Avuhe, so there is no Malkes and Anoye in general, according to the first version of Rav Avuhe. So only Eichel Chilef Chai, because he doesn't enjoy the Achilet. Masha'im Kein, he liach Chilef Shal Shiramis Kal Gabi Makosei, so then he would be Chayim Malkes. Chayim Malkes. Why? Because there is Malkes. But why is there Malkes if it's a new Yisrael? There shouldn't be Malkes, just as there is no Malkes and Chotzi Shio. The answer is, according to the Magen Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, so the two Mishnayos of Rav Avuhe are Mechulek and Dedin. Whether Rav Avuhe's Halacha implies a new Isaiah, so in Mela there is no Malkes, or is the same Isaiah. So there is Malkes. Now, the strangest thing in the Magid Mishnah is, because the Magid, according to the Magid Mishnah, for Hanoye, even though it's just some of the rice, and every Hanoye in an Eichel is only Kedah Hanoso. So it's just some of the rice, still it's Muta Bimokim Chemish in Mizakon. Moreshach, it's just some of the rice, so only because Nefesh is Matia, Isure, Isure Achel, Isure Hanoye. So why should this Isaiah be different? Now, the Magid Mishnah equates it with Chotishir. There is a Roshin in the Chinuch. The Chinuch, and the Chinuch says, the Chinuch says, in connection with Chil Shem Misakone, in connection with Chil Shem Misakone, so he says, it's mashma from that Roshin. My uncle in his Sefer, so he mentions a different shot in the Chinuch. But I don't know whether it's mashma from the Chinuch that this is what it means. But the Chinuch, from the Roshon of the Chinuch, it's mashma that in order for a chile to eat a kishio, so then he must be a chile sheyesh b'sakone. But if it's a chile sheyesh b'sakone, so there is no heter for him to eat kishio. But poches mikishio, poches mikishio, the Chinuch says, so even a chile sheyesh b'sakone. Even a chile sheyesh b'sakone. Now, the Volvo explains the Chinuch in the following way. In other words, he doesn't mean that Echil Shem Sakone is its mutter, poches Mashiach, but he means if someone is Echil Shiesh Sakone, but, and he has to eat now, and if he eats, Poches Mechishio, so then he will not die. But the Chile is a Chile, the Machle is a Machle Sheyesh B'Sakone. So in such a case, he says that he should eat Poches Mechishio. The Chino doesn't mean that even if he's not a Chile Sheyesh, that even if he's Ligamre a Chile Sheyesh B'Sakone. But from the Loshen of the Chinuch, it's not Mashma like that. From the Loshen of the Chinuch, it's Mashma that even if he's legamri Yechel Hashem Misakone, so it's still mutter. So that Chinuch itself is very strange. So, but once we have the sheet of the Chinuch, that legamri Chotzi Shio, so it's mutter on Yechel Hashem Misakone, so maybe we can understand the Magnish. So we have to say pshat in the Chinuch. So now that the Magnish says, Ufizeh Ha'reiser Hanoye, and he mentioned that immediately after the Gemara of Rabbine, Shel Yisoch Mitei B'Krish Al Ore, B'Mokim Chel Yishei Misakon. B'Mokim Chel Yishei Misakon. Now, so, the Mishnah Melech, if there came with the Sisi Gatero, so there is a very long Mishnah Melech, so he is Chelik, and the Mishnah is Pshat in the Rambam. And he says that it couldn't be that according to the Rambam, so every Hanoye in an Eichel is considered Sholei Kedera Chanoson, because since it's possible to have Hanoye through Achille, so any other Hanoye is Sholei Kedera Chanoson. So, because then, it shouldn't be Muta B'Mokim Chel Shem Sakone, so it's a Nisad Raise. Since it's Muta B'Mokim Chel Shem Sakone, so it's a Raye, that Sholei Kedera Chanoson is only Nisad Rabon. But is so he says that the Pshat in the Rambam is that the Pshat in the Rambam is no, the Rambam doesn't mean. The Rambam doesn't mean because it's Shalom Kedera Chanoson. Because the Rashid is the Rambam means the Yisra Anoyi is a new Yisra, so Mimele, there is no Malkes. But Anoye, when it's Kedera Chanoson, so there is a Yisra Raise and Makas Mardus. But Mashenke Shalom Kedera Chanoson Mamish. Then it's only awesome the Rabbonon. Then it's only awesome the Rabbonon. Now, so the Mishnah Melech says that according to the Rambam, so there is no Malkes even for Anoyim Bosavachol. This is what he says. So the Mishnah Malach could say that, because the Mishnah Malach rejects the Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam. Masha'im came according to the Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that the reason is why there is no Malchus for any animal, even Anuy of Mishiche, Sichet, that is aimed for that. So the Magid Mishnah says there is no Malchus according to the Rambam. Because since it's an Eichel, so what kind of Anuy is considered Kiderach? Only the Hanoi of Achille, but not any other Hanoi. So that's why Shalom Kiderach Hanoson, there is no Malkes. So that's why there is no Malkes for Hanoson, because every Hanoson is Shalom Kiderach Hanoson. So maybe to follow according to the Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam Yonah Hazoko, so this Aloha that he says, that there is no Malkes, so that applies only to other Isur Achille, but not to Bosa B'cholov, because by Bosa B'cholov, so the Aloch is even Shalom Kiderach Achiloson, Shalom Kiderach Anoson is Chayim. So Memele you should be Chayim Malkes for Hanoi as well, according to Magid Mishnah's Pshat in Rambam. The Mishnah Malach says that according to the Rambam, there is no Malkes, for Anoy of Bosa B'cholov, because the Mishnah Melech rejects them, the Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam. But according to Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that the reason why there is no Malkes by every Eichel for Anoy, because every Anoy is Shalom Kiderach Hanoson. But by Bosa B'cholov, there is no Aloch of Kiderach Hanoson, Kiderach Hanoson, Kiderach Hanoson. So maybe there should be Malkes. But then we have to say, according to Magid Mishneh, that the Rambam Yelachazoko, is chilek on his own shite in the Nigud and the Flo and the Pirush HaMishneh increases. And that's a decha. And then from the Biu Kalosh of the Rambam, Perek Tes Milches Machlas Asurech Aloch Alev, he mentions that was the whole of Yos Machimer, also the Bishul, also the Anoye, and then he mentions, like Ami Malkes, he mentions it in connection with Bishul, and Achille. He doesn't mention like in connection with Anoy, so it's mashma, like the Mishnah Malach. In Achname, so the Magid Mishnah's Pshat is very strange. But according to the Magid Mishnah, we have to say that according to the Rambam Shittin, Yonach HaZoko, there is Malkes for Anoy and Bosa B'cholov. And there is no Malkes for Anoy and other Isurim, but not Bosa B'cholov. Why other Isurim not? Because other Isurim, so it emanates from Rav Avuhis Aloche. Masha'im Kei Bosa B'cholov, so three times we say Vashru, so it doesn't emanate from Rav Avuhis Aloche. But the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh increases, and the Gulim Ufloy says it does emanate. So according to Magid Mishneh, we have to say that the Rambam Yonach HaZoko is chilek on his own shite in the Pirush HaMishneh. Okay.
Shir Lamed Zion.
Edge? Now we left off the Gemara by Omar Abzeir. Now we have two machines in the Gemara. The two machines of Rav Huyam Rav Yechanan. So the first motion of Rav Huyam Rav Yechanan is that all the Sunni Shabateiro, a Lake in Alimelder Hanosra. In which one of Derech Achilos. So in other words, if he eats Chilev Chai, he's Pota, because he doesn't enjoy it. So what is called Shalom Kiderach Achiloson? In other words, if he doesn't enjoy the eating, so then it's called Shalom Kiderach Achiloson. Let's see if it's bitter or he eats, the Rambam says, if he swallows it while it's very hot and he feels pain. So in other words, if it's not enjoyable, Achilos, then it's Shalom Kiderach Achiloson. So it's part. But the first question of Rav Avuhis Rav Yechanan doesn't say anything about Ne'eme Shalom Kiderach Achiloson. The second question says that Kol Yisroel Shebateiro Leikim Ol Derech Achiloson Limute Mai Limute Shiruli Achilev Shal Shiran Yisrael Gabon Hakosei Shehu Pot Shehu Pot V'Kol Shkech Achilev Chai Shehu Pot. So that's another halacha, because in the first question, so Ligabi Achille, only if the Achille is not enjoyable. Masha'im Kei, Ligabi Hanoye, so he's just as much Nene
when his money achimel shosher amiskagav makosei is when he makes his siche. But the answer Rashi says that the siche, so it is a meat for siche. Mashenke chilev shosher chilev is not a meat to be used on animaki. So in other words, what shalich derech hanosom? What's the definition of shalich derech hanosom according to Rashi's pshat? So, and according to most Rashi, so that if it is not imit, if he has that kind of anoye, that it is not imit for it. So Rashi says, chilev in derech hanosom yelo v'avoy, v'limshia chilev, v'loy nofuhi, v'kotshn eichel chilev chay, eichel chay. So in other words, if it's not imit for that anoye, even though the Hanoi he derives a great, he's not from it, and it's enjoyable. But in as much as it's not aimed for that Hanoi, so it's considered Shaloi Derech Hanosom. Masha'in Ken Ligabe Achille in the first lotion. So there it's not a question whether it's aimed for Achille or it's not aimed for Achille. Even if it's not aimed for Achille, but if it's enjoyable, so it's Kedar Achille also. If it's not enjoyable, even though it's aimed for Achil, let's say it's a derech of people to eat something that is bitter. They don't enjoy it. It has a very unpleasant taste. And if somebody will eat that, so it will be poter, even though it's aimed for that kind of Achil. So derech Achil also means that it's, shaloi derech Achil also means not enjoyable. Shaloi derech Achil also means if it's not aimed for it. For that kind of anoy. So according to Rashi, so if, let's say, a certain Dovorosa would universally be used for Rifue, so Mimele, it would be higher. The only reason as to why he's Potter is because it's not a bit for that anoy. Now, that's a Shiddes Rashi. Now let's finish up in the morning before we discuss again Shiddes Rambam. Eat maname, Omer Ravache Baravi, Omer Ravasom Rabichel, Himni Achil Shoshalinsko Gam Makosi Potter, Shiro Shisuri Shibetiro, a Lakin Alien or Derech Hanos, Omer Ravzeira Fanan Ametion, a Sinkines Aboim Shimole, Elayetim in Azesim in Anovim Vivat, Viru Mitusim Tainim the remaining Loy. My time, love Mishimu Dikohalo Derechanos. Lohalo Derechanos. So the Mishneh says that when is there a Chiyuv Malkis? When is there a Chiyuv Malkis? Only when is there a Chiyuv Malkis? For all the if he eats the mashke, the Jews, only the mashke of this Ivanov, but suppose the Jews of other parents of all, so there is no Chiyuv Malkis. Two simtenim remaining, let's say he squeezed out the juice of tenim of figs of remaining, so he's not chay. My time, why not? Mishum Kliko Ochale, Derech Hanos, so it's a chay. אבל הבעיה בישלי מייש מיון קרי גופן לקוחו לדרך הנושא שפ then it will be a riot. אל הוכה, the reason is why is that חייב is because the Jews of Paris, Adat, and Zeis Ivanovi, in Zeis Ivanovi, so it's not considered as the Gufo Eicha, because it's Zeis Ivanovi. So it's no riot that שלא יקי דרך הנושא נספור. Now, it's a good point that Mashi called himself as Trumis, וקום עדים קום מפרש קוי משקי, אלוהי הוא בלבד. אין סיפרס הבוי מרשו מפרש שלא עולה, משום דיכול לשלוי כדרך הנוסם. אלוהי הוא, בישלוי מיישקו לבי גופי, ליוכל שלוי כדרכי, כי גאי שפי של הגייזים מפרסקים, ויוכלון, השמו לחיים שעפ יש מיוני, ליוכלוי כדר שלוי כדרך החלוסם. אבל השתה, היי מליפותר, משום דף פרי אוכל. All right. Now, in connection with Shiddes Rambam, so the Magen Mishneh says, and that's a very big chiddush, that the Rambam holds that now the Rambam says in Machoras Asuras that for all the dvorim ma'asurim ba'achile that are also osabanoi because of Rabavu'ez Aloch, so there is no malchus. There is no malchus. So the Mishnah says that the mokir of the Rambam is this Gemara, because the Gemara says here in the second Moshe that kol surim shebateir ein loikin ol derachan oson imini achil efshel shiran iskal gam makosim. So according to Rashi, what it means is that the Makoshi Potter, because it's not even for the Tamil. Mashein K, if let's say he will, Mashein K, if he will give away, if he will give away to someone or sell the Chilu Shel Sheran Isko, so then he will be chayav Malchus according to Rashi. He will be chayav, and the Shulchan Gebeiri, if he mentions the name of Rabbi Yitzchok Yosua, now Gemara. That he will be chayav malchus if no sabu mochalak. So here is potter of malchus because it's not aimed for that kind of anoy. But the Rambam says that for no anoy is a malchus, even for siche or for no sabu mochalak. So the Makmishle says that any dot dvareichel, so is primarily aimed for achile. So any anoy other than the Hanoi Sachile is considered Shalikidaranus. So the Mele, so it's not, according to Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says, so the Pshat is not Chilev Shel Sheranisko because it's not universally used for medicine. Even if it will universally be used for medicine, the Chilev Shel Sheranisko, so it will still be Potter, because every Dvareichel, so which can be used for Hanoi Sachile, if someone derives another Hanoi, Hanoi other than Achille, so Mele is Sholikidar Hanos. Sholikidar Hanos, so Mele is Potter. But also it is, because, so in other words, according to the Magen Mishneh, so Rabavu is Aloche, of Komokim Shinemal Yechal Yisechal Adiz Achille Adiz Hanoi Mashma. So it's always Sholikidar Hanos, and it's also Mele is Potter. So Magmishne says it's like Chotishir, it's also the Raisa, there is no Malchus. And but the Gemara says that the Daf Chovei of Beis in connection with Rabine, that he used the Guar Kediore, he used as Refue, and the Gemara says the reason is why he used it even though she was not a chilev shel zakone for his daughter, but because she was a chanoso. So according to Magid Mishnah, pshat in the Rambam, shaloi kider chanoso, every hanoye is shaloi kider chanoso, and it's muter for chilev shel zakone, and he waits it in chotishim. Now there is, I mentioned the sheet the what the chinuch says. The chinuch says ligabe in Kippur in a mail. So he says that chilev shel zakone is allowed to eat on Kippur. He says if it's a chilev shel zakone, so then he can eat what's pachas b'chishir. So the chinuch has a kasha, but chotishir is also not Torah. So how can it be mutter for chilev shel zakone? Only because nefesh can be matia. The Mechaschim raises that question. So Revolver in his sefer, he says that the Chinuch has reference to someone who is a chilev shel zakone right now. But if he will fast on Yom Kippur, then he will become a chilev shel zakone. But if he right now is a chilev shel zakone, but if you confess and keep her, there will be complication and they'll become a chilev shel zakone. So if it's possible for him to avoid the complication by eating poches poches mechishio, so mele he has to eat poches poches mechishio. This is how he explains the chinuch. But there is a deichak in that pshat. The loshen of the Mechinuch is not like that. The Mechinuch himself points out that even though it's possible to explain the Chinuch so that he has reference to a case where there is a sakone, but it's not mashma from the Russian of the chinuch. So, of course, it's a very strange chinuch, but the Magen Mishnah says the same thing. So, even if we explain the chinuch the way Ravel does, but the Magen Mishnah says in so many words that by chilashem is sakone, so it's muter. This is the rise. It's muta. And he equates this is a derise. He equates with the is a derise of chotishim. And we got this is a derise of shalikid achanosom, which means every amoi is shalikid achanosom. So it's muta b'chelishim isakon. So apparently that's the shita of the Magid Mishnah. That's the shita of the Magid Mishnah. That chotishim and the Yisr of kol mokim shenem al yeicha lo yiseicha echod yisr achilev echod yisr anoye bimashma, so he's muter bimokim chile shem yisakon, and he's the same kind of yisr. What's the shaykhes? So the shaykhes could be just as chot yishir is also not Torah, but it's a new yisr, it's not the same yisr. It's deduced from the posik of kol chelev. So we are mar beim chotishio. But it's a new iser, it's not the same iser. V'oraye, if someone takes a shvue to eat a chotzik azayis levele, so the shvue is chal. If somebody takes a shvue to eat a kazayis levele, so it's a shvue ashov. Not only kazayis levele. If someone takes a shvue not to put on film one day, so it's a shvue ashov. So the question is, so in order to be a shvue ashov, So malchus is not a prerequisite. So why should the shvue be chal when one takes a shvue to eat the chotzik azayis levele, chotzik azayis chalev? So it's mashma from the Rambam that insofar as the Yisram Fuh is the love of Luisech Lekom Velo Chalev is concerned, so that applies only to Ishio, to Kazayis, less than Kazayis that. But there is a new Yisram, and that's Yisram is... It's deduced from the Pasik, but that's an Iser that the Rambam calls a Divrei Seifrei. Because it's a special category of the Raises. It's the Raises that are not Meforoshim Bator. Not Meforoshim Bator. So the Mele, the Aloche of Nishma, what is a Mitzvah, so it's not Chala, it's Reshov, applies only to the Raises, to the category of the Raises that are Meforoshim Bator. It doesn't apply to the Raises of Divrei Seifrei that are deduced from the Midrash Atir and Reshes. So the mele, it could be that. Now, how do we know? Now we how do we know that anisa deraisi, elisisi, deraisi? So only pikuach nefesh is matir, but nothing short of pikuach nefesh is matir anisa deraisi. How do we know that? So there's the drosh in Sanhedrin. The Goyen in Simen Kuf Nubov Yodei, so he mentions the Drosh in Sanhedrin, V'avte Shem Rekecho B'chol. We have the next, in the next daf we have, V'avte Shem Rekecho B'chol Uvof Chol Nafshir Chol Mekecho. So in Nemar B'chol, in Nemar B'chol Nafshir Chol Lom Nemar B'chol Mekecho, in Nemar B'chol Mekecho Lom Nemar B'chol Nafshir Chol, Elo Lo Imalach, Im Yei Shom Shikur Rekecho B'chol Mekecho, Kach Nemar B'chol Nafshir Chol, Yei Shom Shom Mekecho 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 Mekecho. So the Ram says that Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Kol Atere Kole, all Yisroel except the three Avedis. Masha'im Kein, Lehitzim Omein, not Pikuach Nefesh. So one is Mechuyev to be Meitzi Kol Momit Shebeilo that he possesses. And not to be Meiver on any Sadarais. So if an Anos forces an Akum and he says to him, now listen, you be Michal Shabbos. If you are not Michal Shabbos, I'll take away all your property, I'll destroy your house, but I'll leave you alone, I won't kill you. But I'll destroy everything that you possess. So the halacha is mechuyev to suffer all the hefset moment in the world and not be mechal Shabbos, not only chil Shabbos, any yisar, achilles nevele, any yisar derais, any yisar derais. So the Ram says, how do we know that it is like that? So the Ram says, because of this drosh, if yesh lecha odom, shemomei nechovi voloch migupei, Likach nema b'chol moidech. Likach nema b'chol moidech. So that applies to all this. The Goyen, in Sibin Kufnum Vov, and Yadiyas, he has the kasha, he's not chilek on the Ram, because no one is chilek on the Ram, but he has the kasha on the Ram, and it remains in its own chil. He says, from the same posse that we learn out, that one is mechuyev to be minisa nefesh himself for avodah zarah. So we also learn out that he, that im yesh lachodom, shem amein lachodom vav mikufei, likach nema b'chol meidecho. So in other words, so the same posik that mentions b'chol meidecho, mentions b'chol nafshecho. Now, insofar as b'chol nafshecho is concerned, so that applies only to avodah zarah, but not to kol yisurim shebateo. But, so memele, so as far as kol meidecho is concerned, so it should also apply only to Avrizore, but not to show you social material. So without Avrizore, one should be obligated to be mafsit kol moment that he possesses, but not in regard to show you. So how is it that we distinguish between the droshe of kol meidecho and the droshe of v'chol nafshe? The drosh of chomnafsh. So it remains in Sorachim, but it's not chilek on the Ram. No rishin is chilek. No rishin is chilek on the Ram. Now, so of course it's a very strong kasha, but we have to say that in Chanan, after all, does the Torah say, when the Torah says, "Ve'after sham lekecho b'chol ivovcho v'chol nafshecho v'chol miidecho v'chol miidecho"? So does the Torah say, "Avinis over here"? The Torah doesn't say Avodah. The Torah says that we're mechuyev to behave as Hashem b'chol nafshecho v'chol midecho. So memele, that means that he is mechuyev to give up his life for the Rebbeinu Shalom. He is mechuyev to give up all the money for the Rebbeinu Shalom. So einach aname, if there hadn't been the droshe of v'chay b'em v'loy sheyom v'zbe'em, so then we would say mitzad the droshe of v'chol nafshecho v'chol midecho, that he is mechuyev to give up his life for every Yisra Shabbatim. Every Yisra Shabbatim. Not Afka Avodizor. But, so as far as the droshe of v'chol nafshecho is concerned, if there hadn't been the droshe of v'chay b'em l'shiyom z'bem, I would say, v'chol nafshecho implies you have to give up your life for the Rebbeinu Shalom. What does it mean to give up your life for the Rebbeinu Shalom? You should not be aver on the Yisurim of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Melee would have to give us life. He would have to give up his life for Shabbos, for Nevele, for Treve, for Pesachol, for every Yisra Shabbatim. But there is a posik of a Chaybem v'lo Shiyomus Ben. Chaybem v'lo Shiyomus Ben. So the Melee, it doesn't come. So giving up the life for Shabbos doesn't come within the posik of v'chol nafshecho. It would come. But what does it mean, b'chol nafshecho? You have to give up your life for the Rebbeinu Shalom. But the posik of v'chay b'em l'shiyom uzbe'em tells us that the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want that we should refrain from chil Shabbos when it's negei our life. So it's not, so mele it doesn't come within the posik of v'chol nafshecho. Masha'in in regard to giving up all the money that one possesses. So there is no droshe of v'chay b'em v'loy sheyafsit momene. There is only aloche of v'chay b'em v'loy sheyomuz b'em, but not with, but there is no gzeras akosel v'chay b'em v'loy sheyafsit momene. So memele, giving up the momen comes within v'chol midecho. The same thing would apply to v'chol nafshecho also, if there hadn't been a posik of v'chay b'em v'loy sheyomuz b'em. But since there is a posik, so the posik tells us that I am not also, in case of pikuach nefesh, I am not also to be mechal Shabbos. So how can it come within mechal nafshecho? The Torah doesn't ask a chil Shabbos under such circumstances of pikuach nefesh. But masha'in kein in regard to momay, so where there is no gzeras akosuv of v'chay b'em v'lo sheyafsid momayne, So Memele, it comes within Chol Meidecho. It comes Chol Meidecho. So Mamesh, it's the same as Rasakosuk. But in regard to Pach Nefesh, we have the posik. We have the posik of a Chai Ben Roshiyam. Anyway, so that means that one thing is certain, that if there hadn't been Xeras HaKosov, if there hadn't been Xeras HaKosov of Chol Meidecho, then one would not be mechuyev to give up all the money for Chil Shabbos. Only because there is a posik of Chol Meidecho. Im yesh lo hodom, shemomei lechobi bolof migufei, so this is the biggest sacrifice, it's more chobif to that person than his goof. So still there is aloha of Chol Meidecho. Now, the question arises, why do we need a posik? That we see from the Rav. That if not for the Xeras HaKosov of Chol Meidecho, so if an anos would force a Jew to, let's say, to be Michal Shabbos, otherwise his woman would be taken away, he would be allowed to be Michal Shabbos. But why isn't he allowed to be Michal Shabbos? Because he is mechuyev to give up all his money. That's the only reason. That's the only reason. Why do we need a posik? I should say, I should say that even without the posik, he should be mechuyev to give up his money. Why do we need a posik? Adarabe, we need a posik that a certain hardship should be matter, like Pikach Nefesh. But without the posik of a Chai Ben Roshiyam Ozbeh, and without Bechol Nafshecho, we should say, what kind of a head does he have? To be Michal Shabbos, to save his life? If there is no special Xeras HaKosov. But it appears from the Ran, Adarabe, that if there hadn't been a Xeras HaKosov, Bechol Meidecho, and Bechol Nafshecho, so then without any posik, he would be allowed to be Michal Shabbos in order to avoid, have said Nomen, in order to avoid losing his life. Why? So we have to say that onus, if someone is an onus gomo, so then it's a matir and the averos, and it's not only two of onshin, but it's a matir and the averos. If someone is an honest one. So Mimele, now, that is, there is a raya, according to the Rambam Shite. Now, not Adam Shein Machelik and the Rambam, but according to the Rambam Shite, the halacha of Echai Behem, the Lo Yishei Yomus Behem, does not apply to a Beneach. So in other words, so let's say, if a Beneach would be a chile sheyesh b'sakon, and the doctor would tell the Beneach, you have to eat even machai. So it's mashma that according to the Rambam, he wouldn't be allowed to eat Eilam. Maybe he would be allowed, but the Rambam doesn't mention that aloche. The Rambam only mentions that if an anos force a beneach to be eiver on his ayin mitzves, even avilizore, So then, he is allowed to be here. So it could be that when someone is a chil, he's also an onus. But I don't want to discuss that. The Shittas Rambam is mashma that when is one considered an onus, if he is forced, but if he's not forced, then he's not considered an onus. That is mashma. So by chil, he's not considered an onus. So from the Shittas Rambam, it's mashma that he is considered an onus. Only when he's considered an onus, so then there is a head. Then there is a head. So if the Rambam Shite had been that only onus is only Ptur of onshin, so why does the Rambam say that if a Beneach was forced by an anus to behavior on Zayin mitzvahs, so he's mutter to behavior? Why? Because of onus, and the Rambam emphasized, the Rambam doesn't mention the Chai Behem. So it seems from the Rambam that there is no halacha b'chayvim l'gabe meneach. And still, so why is it muter? Because of onus. So we see that ines is in matir, and is if is an onus gomer. Because there are certain onusim who have been onus, but they are not an onus gomer. An onus gomer means my havel emet. He had no adult on him. So if someone is an onus gomer, so it appears that the Shittas Rambam means that it's a heter for this one. It's not true according to all the Shittas, but the Shittas Rambam appears like that. Appears like that. So now, so if there hadn't been the Gzeras HaKosov of Homi Decho, if there hadn't been the Gzeras HaKosov of Homi Decho, so then even when one is forced to give way all his mumming, he would also be considered an onus. So that in itself would be a heter and isa. But since it would be an onus gomer. But since there is a loche, of v'chol nafshi, of v'chol mi'idecho, so memeile, that means that he is mechuyev to give up his life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is certainly mechuyev to give up all his mumming that he possesses, and to remain a pauper all his life, and be mechazer al ha'psochi for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So memeile is not an onus gomer. What kind of an onus is it? Onus gomer means my havel emet. So, if there hadn't been a loch of Chomi Decho that is mechuyev to give up all his money for the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then we can say he's an honest gomer, my Abel Mevat, what can he do? He should give up all his money.